The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
At 4:30, we'll suck at last, but first time for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
A couple from our question. Afternoon, guys. Back in 81, I was dumb and married, 18 years old, and the wife and I had a huge argument. So I grabbed a backpack, some clothes, my guitar, was going to hitchhike to California. 2 days later, I was so hungry, had no money. Some people in a car actually threw out a box of donuts, and they scattered all over the road. I picked them up, brushed off what dirt and rocks I could, and ate all of them. They were mostly together. Wasn't a proud moment, but crunchy, rocky donuts will definitely fill an empty stomach. That from the Elk Plain Drifter. Guys, I was one of those kids left behind by a drunk mom and a deported dad, so I bounced around foster homes in the 80s. That did not help the trauma. But by the time I got into a permanent home, I was terrified of being hungry. So I would sneak food at any opportunity. I would hide behind my foster mom while she was prepping dinner and swipe the raw beef when she wasn't looking. Now, I do cook my meat these days, but I still enjoy it rare. Stay beautiful. That from Fluffy Serena in West Seattle.
Fluffy Serena.
Yes.
Fluffy.
Guys, this dirty dude that hung out at the parties years ago walked into the kitchen, picked up chunks of hot dog out of the kitchen sink, and ate them.
Ah.
Our friend had just puked them up a few minutes before. They were still warm. Same day, he also collected everyone's chicken wing bones and basically ate them down to the nub. Another day, he showed up covered in blood with a deer he just got from roadkill. R.I.P., Cam.
God!
He's no longer with us, you don't say.
Yeah. I've seen the roadkill thing before. There was a very questionable character that hung out of that liquor store and bar I worked at.
Yeah.
One day he shows up. He's like, "You got to come out here and see what I got." And in the back of his, it was like an old school Bronco.
Yeah.
It's just a dead deer. And I go, "What? It's not like it's that hunting season. What are you doing with that?" "Oh, it's roadkill. I'm going to cook it later."
No. Okay.
Jesus.
All right. Thanks for inviting me out to see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Macholos, today's my second grandchild, Elliot's first trip around the sun. He is just a smiling, happy boy full of joy. So how about a little kid face sandwich and Coach Ted explaining the joys of turning one? Love you guys. Keep doing what you do. That from Grandma Angie and Grandpa Guy.
Fish sandwich.
All right. You're turning one. I think you stick with the classic here, son. Was a little boy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right. Here's what you're going to do. Everybody's going to get all fired up. You're either going to have a cake or cupcakes. Whatever you do, number one, if it's a piece of cake, make sure we go ahead and smash that right in the hair. Let's get that out of the way. Number two, if it's a cupcake, You don't have to smash it as much, but whatever it is, let's just lick the icing off. We don't need to mess with the rest of the cake. Just eat the icing.
Yeah. Gentlemen, my amazing son is 2 years old today. Mom and Dad love you very much, son. Could you guys talk about handling the terrible twos? Maybe Coach Ted giving him some advice on ways to have fun in the water, because last year, Thrill, you talked about how he should be joining the rowing club. He absolutely loves water. He's built like a tank. Maybe a fart, too.
Wait, he's two.
He's two. Longtime listener, love the show. That from Nick, Rowan's loving dad.
I mean, two seems a little early to be in a rowing club, but whatever.
Dad's name Thrill is says, Rowan.
Yeah, Thrill says that's it, that's it.
That's it.
Well, his name is Rowan. I mean, he just said he should be rowing.
Now, I'm pretty sure. Look, man, some people can tell a good athlete. I'm telling you, this kid, future rower.
Well, I have a buddy named Rowan, and if you're two, you've probably done what he's done before. Wake up in a bathroom on St. Patrick's Day. No. All right. The water is a lot of fun. You're two. You can start to learn how to swim. You could wear those cool little floaties on your arms. And another thing is, too, frankly, when it gets hot out, man, you're going to be able to go swimming in the river or play in the river. Just stay close.
Yes, stay close.
Guys, today our son Connor turns a big 13. He's a great kid. We're very proud of him. So for his birthday, can he get a PG-13 captain? Talking about how he shares the same birthday as the city of Seattle. Thanks, guys. That from Dad and from Mom.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Good news. Due to some legal issues, the old Capitan is required to be PG-13 at least 30 minutes out of the day. And actually, you talk about Pikachu. You know, I met Pikachu at a joint birthday party aboard the SS Guppy, because we share birthdays, and he was actually Toucan Sam's plus one. Anyway, he told me that he always wanted to be the mascot for all the Pokemon. But Nintendo had its eye on some up-and-comer named Chuka-Pee. Well, I told Pikachu that if he really wanted to be the main guy, he should do what all of us mascots did to earn our roles. Challenge this Chuka-Pee to a mascot battle. That's where we engaged in hand-to-hand combat to earn the crown. For example, I beat Captain Chomp to death in the octagon. Tony the Tiger took out Jimmy the Jaguar. Quaker Oats Man, he beat Amish Andy to death. Anyway, it wasn't funny, Mike. It was a bloody, horrible scene. Anyway, Pikachu challenged Chuka-Pee, and after a long, bloody battle, Pikachu emerged as the victor. He's cute, but he's deadly. Crunch Bears.
Good day, male inhabitants of the restroom. Please wish my daughter's boyfriend, Joshua P., a happy 18th birthday. He is fortunate to have Layla by his side, and we're marginally better with him in our lives as well. Definitely adds the laughter when around. So, can I grow up and some skinless bangers with English Mike and Ted? That from your devoted listener, West Seattle Josh, number 134.
Can I grow up?
Mom! All the bangers. Are they skinless?
Don't like skin on my bangers. I prefer them naked.
Who is that guy? Mom, why is he here?
I'm here for the bangers.
He scares me. He eats regular ones with skin on them.
Don't be frightened. I strip them myself.
He looks like... He sounds like Quasimodo.
I was going to say turn into Ozzy. Jesus. Oh, but y'all, sorry for the late request, my
Mom,
son Eric.
Mom, he's looking at my skinless banger.
Eric is an avid listener. He loves you guys. How about some dirty Germans giving him advice on staying positive and taking life by the horns?
Yeah, I don't always take life by the horns, but I will grab your wife's pigtails from the backside.
Yeah, or take it by the horny life.
Yeah.
You can drink from it.
And gentlemen, today is my 23,375th rotation on this planet, so my birthday, how about a big old bong rip? Happy birthday, girl. Thanks, bitches. That from Mark.
And also, I have to give a big 14th birthday shout out to my daughter.
There you go.
You are 14 years old, which means I'm officially old now. And as a gift to her and her brother last night, I told them one of the dirtiest jokes that I know, and they laughed for about 30 minutes straight.
Oh, excellent.
So then they were like, tell us another one. So the deal I made, I said, like, each of you will get a dirty joke on your birthday. That's it. So it's two a year. There's no more. Maybe one more tonight because I did it early and I got a few more I want to tell you. But man, oh man, that joke's funny.
What was the subject of this joke?
I don't want to say.
No, it's not appropriate.
Was it the man from Nantucket?
No.
No. It was, I shared it with my
oldie, but a goodie.
Was it the two whales talking to each other?
No.
No. Kill the mics one second.
Oh, no.
Hang on. Let me put a little background noise
here. A little hold.
All right. That makes more sense.
Right.
There's Mike and I just went straight to the horse well, and I'm right. Like, yeah, that yeah. seems, that's a dirty joke, but I can fathom
it. And the good news is you get to go out tonight for a delicious meal of chicken strips and french fries.
Not chicken strips. Pollo Loco.
Pizza.
Pollo Loco.
Swing through that McDonald's. Get that Sunday.
We just might, friend.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Tina Thrill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. That one suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And we'll start with the story that our very own Mike Hawk brought us. I believe this was late last week, but it's worth repeating, and it does suck. So there's a law firm in Oregon. Well, they filed a lawsuit on behalf of a 71-year-old man named William Hoche, who was riding his bicycle a couple of years ago when an ambulance crashed into him after turning into his path. Now, the ambulance scooped William up. They did rush him to the hospital. But then later, they billed him for the $1,800 ride. This isn't the only bill that he's dealing with. He's racked up $47,000 in medical expenses and expects another $50,000 of medical costs in the future. He fractured his nose, got scraped and bruised up. Says he also suffered decreased range of motion, reducing grip strength and other injuries. Anyway, he and his lawyers, they filed a almost $1 million lawsuit against the ambulance provider, Columbia River and Fire Rescue, who has not responded. So again, you're riding your bike, the ambulance turns into your path, hits you, take you to the hospital, as they should do, and then charge you because you rode in the ambulance. I mean, come on, man. Now, on that note, we have a guy named Chris Benton. He questions if he'll ever bet on sports again after an online error that left his family disheartened and devastated. So last year, he's a teacher. He placed bets for a total wager of more than $3,000 on the Netherlands versus Vietnam match in the Women's World Cup through BetMGM, okay? So after placing wagers on three separate single-game parlays at 66-1 odds, the app said that he won $214,500. However, he never pocketed any of the money after BetMGM began to cancel the winnings due to a, quote, obvious error with the odds. So he started to initiate a withdrawal for more than $100,000. That's the maximum amount allowed. But he received an email from the company confirming the withdrawal process. But by 2:30 p.m. on the same day, the bets that said won were now canceled. So once the withdrawal was also canceled, his stake money was credited back into the account. Now, he received an email from the company's online gaming operations team, which said they sincerely apologized for the inconvenience. The team called what happened, quote, an obvious error, meaning it voided the wagers because the odds were, and I quote, clearly incorrect. They said there was an issue that caused the corner markets to have inflated the odds, but they were not supposed to be offered at that price. That's what they told them. Therefore, we're not able to find out what the correct odds would have been, and that's why the wager was voided. They said because of their mistake, they could do whatever they wanted to do with the account balance, and on top of that mistake that they claim happened, they can't back it up with any evidence. So meanwhile, the sports business analyst with Washington University St. Louis said there may be some fine print that can protect the betting company and allowing them to take back the winnings. So this guy sees the odds. He takes the bet. They decide, they couldn't have been the correct odds. So that 200...
That's probably why he took the bet.
Right. Then don't take the bet.
Right.
Yeah. All right. And then finally, We have a guy named Manny Munoz. He bought his dream BMW in 2020, but the happy days were cut short when a rear-end collision left them in a frustrating situation. Despite the damage appearing minor, the insurance company deemed his car a total loss, citing the sophisticated sensors, the technology, and the cameras in the modern vehicles as the reason for the cost of repairs. Now, the insurance company, they issued him a check for nearly $27,000, which was the assessed value of his BMW. However, he still owed another $19,000 on the car loan, an amount that was supposed to be covered by his gap insurance policy with Safeguard. That's exactly why you take that out, right? So gap insurance, short for Guaranteed Asset Protection Insurance, is designed to cover the difference between the actual cash value of a vehicle and the amount that is still owed on the car loan or lease, right? So this type of insurance becomes particularly valuable when a car is totaled, like in his case, and the insurance payout is less than the outstanding loan balance. However, for this guy, a minor technicality stalled the gap insurance payout for over 7 months. The dealership sent a payment request of $60,517.86. That's what they sent him for his gap insurance 4 years ago. But the credit union only sent Safeguard $60,526. That's a 60-cent discrepancy. But the small error, which went unnoticed until the crash, caused Safeguard to delay paying the $18,000 that he needs to settle the loan. They say the claim was kicked back because the loan amount did not match the contract amount by 60 cents. So he's out $18,000 because of a 60-cent discrepancy. So, again, we have the guy that got hit by the ambulance, and yes, they took him to the hospital, but then they charged him for the ride in the ambulance. We have the guy that did his MGM bet online. He should have won $214,000. They decided they didn't like the odds, probably because he won, and voided that money. And then finally, the guy where a 60-cent mistake is costing him $18,000.
Okay. I think the Oregon bicyclist who got hit by the ambulance... Mm-hmm. That sucks the most because he's still going through some type of physical therapy and he's still got more bills down the road from this accident.
Yeah, he's $47,000 in the hole now. Yeah. They expect another
but
50.
The fact that they billed him is just icing on that crap cake.
It really is.
But, I mean, as far as his physical health and, you know, how much money he's already paid in medical expenses and the fact that he was injured, I think that one sucks the most. Man, I don't know sports betting and how that works. I'm sure they have that covered somehow in the fine print.
I'm sure.
I mean, that's a weird one, too. You're betting on Women's World Cup of the Netherlands versus Vietnam.
Right.
I can see how the Dutch would have a good team. I just don't picture Vietnam putting a ton of money in their women's program.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if that guy was watching that, those odds must have been amazing.
Probably. Hmm. Yeah. I mean, it was, what, 66 to 1. So...
I don't know. So the guy made the mistake, right?
Well, both of those.
On the last one?
Yeah.
On the last one, no. He is actually not the guy responsible for the mistake. That's the thing.
Okay, so he's not even responsible for the mistake.
No.
60 cents. Cents, not seconds.
Out of a $60,000 bill because of the 60-cent discrepancy.
And you buy that separately.
You buy gap insurance on your own.
It's a separate policy that you're taking out to protect you from this very situation.
That's exactly it.
I would say the guy that lost the money betting sucks the least, right? Just because...
He didn't really lose. They actually credited him as $3,000
back. So he got his money back.
Yeah.
Right, like the other dude, Miles is right. Like, he's going to have injuries. And then this guy, that's a ridiculous bill. So I would think that as much as it sucks, and I think that's BS, that's part of gambling. You got to pay out people.
Yeah.
But to me, that would suck the least.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree.
I'm also just like, maybe it's different around the world. I just feel like that line itself would be hard to find.
Oh,
on the Women's World Cup.
Netherlands versus Vietnam?
I mean, I could be dead wrong. I'd have to look up the rankings. But like, I know like. USA's good. Spain's good.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's kind of the same teams as the men's program.
Because he put up a hefty bet. $3,000, yeah. You know, for two teams that you basically know nothing about.
Yeah. Well, whatever the odds were, he's smart enough. Like, just on paper, I'd be like, well, I'll take the Dutch women.
Sure.
To win that one.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. Shout out the day's coming up. You are listening.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To the Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I kind of just minutes. We'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new unforeseen consequence to the Tesla Cybertrucks. Any stickers put on them for whatever reason are causing permanent damage to the stainless steel body. So, if there's some kind of like an advertisement on it, you know, you roll it around there with a, you know, with your company's phone number on it or what have you. If you put a sticker on there for just a, you know, this is my sticker that I'm putting on my car, it is leaving lasting damage because it's not your typical body material. Right. It's stainless steel. So, it's actually, to put a fine point on, is leaving a stain on it.
Dude, I saw a flat or matte black one today.
Ooh.
In the garage. I was like, all right, that looks cool.
They got to go beyond that metallic look, that you know, tinny look. Because it looks like something that, it looks like a car that they put through the factory that they haven't quite carved down to what it's supposed to be yet.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it needs to get off that metal list.
I mean, I've gotten used to it now. But you're right. When it first came out, I mean, it was only like last spring that I saw the first one in human in person. And I was like, that's crazy looking.
Right? Yeah. Back when I was taking the train in the summertime. The train track's actually leading down to Tacoma. They actually roll by a big old lot that's out there, and there's a whole bunch of them that's parked out there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole herd of them.
A herd. Well, I also remember being back east, and one day we're getting a ride for my brother, and him and my niece are going on and on about this weird car they saw. So me and my buddy Joe, we're in the car. We're like, is it a Cybertruck? Cybertruck? They're like, I don't know, man. Looks like an alien. We're like, this thing?
This guy here?
Yeah. Yes.
It is, honestly, like, credit to you, it is an eye grabber. Now, all of a sudden, when you see it out there on the road, it's like, oh, there it is. There's one.
Yeah.
It's out in the wild.
It just looks like a big Hot Wheel car to me.
It does. It doesn't look real.
It's not a truck.
No, it's not a truck.
It's not a truck.
It's a glorified SUV.
A truck, I bring a mattress home.
Right.
That's not a truck.
I call SUVs truck.
That's wrong, Ted.
I guess.
It's a sport,
but that's
utility vehicle.
Right. But you know what? Can you put
plywood in it?
He had like a Chevy Suburban. He'd call it the truck.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I obviously know the difference between a truck with a flatbed and an SUV, but like, I don't know. I just, if it's a big SUV, I'm like, let's take the truck.
Of them sit on the same chassis. It's just a matter of what can you get in there.
Sure.
I like somebody here says, the Cybertruck looks like my entrance into Pinewood Derby when I was in Cub Scouts.
Oh, yeah, God. Yes, it does.
That's a good call. Before you carved it.
That's right. Yeah, that's the template that they give you.
The original block.
Yeah, it looks like you're bad at whittling.
That's right. A new study says that people who only drink beer were found to have significantly poorer diets compared to wine or liquor drinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right. Because if you're drinking liquor, you're not drinking near as much. And wine, I feel like the calorie count, as it were, is further down. Whereas the beer, it bogs you down. You don't feel like, if you're cooking, you might be cooking with wine. You might be cooking with a glass of Jack. You're not cooking with a beer unless you're grilling outside.
But you're probably not also eating chips when you're drinking wine.
I feel like when people drink wine, that's the big difference.
They're eating, you know, it's olives and this garbage, and all that kind of stuff. Right. Stuff I don't really want to eat, but my wife loves it.
Yeah.
Right, as opposed to being like,
beer to pizza, beer and chips.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, right, you eat salty chips, drinking a light beer, like, that's, right, but you, I mean, you know it's not good for you.
But delicious.
It tastes great.
Beer and wings.
So I'm with you, right? Like, yeah, beer seems to go with much crappier for you food.
Right. Studies indicate that millions of people could benefit from the use of psychedelics, but they're still waiting for FDA approval.
Of course.
Which is just, that's the hang-up. It is what it is.
But you've already done your studies. What are you guys waiting on? If you said it's illegal for a reason, you clearly done the study.
To find a source that can produce it so that it's consistent.
Yeah.
What do you mean there?
Well, one mushroom is not the same as the other mushroom.
Sure.
So just like anything else, when we buy weed, it comes in at 26% or whatever, 24% on this indica. They need to come up with the same level of dosage. So when you take an 80 milligram ibuprofen, or 800, I'm sorry.
Sure.
Okay, you know you can take one more and it's 1,000.
Gotcha.
I mean, if you have a 200 milligram, so they're looking for that ability to be able to dose the medicine. So okay. You just don't have a big boom. And
right.
You picked the wrong cap.
That makes sense. So not all mushrooms are created equal there. Correct. So, okay. Yes. I mean, it's still vegetation. Even though it's a fungus, still vegetation. So, you know, you get one grape that's juicier than the others. It's kind of the same thing here.
I'll do the taste test one.
Right?
Ooh, this one. Wow.
That's a good one right there.
That's a good one.
Log that one up. You guys ever have that friend or that person in your life that just, they give you way too much information. They just, all of a sudden, they start talking about stuff that, man, this does not need to go between the two of us.
Uh-huh.
Well, good news. Celebrities do that, too.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 times celebrities gave us too much information. How about the time that Miles Montgomery had a vasectomy? Then came into the office to show everyone just how black his beanbag was. Or the time Steve the Thrill Hill was canyon yodeling, fell asleep and woke up with indentations on his forehead.
Sure thing.
Or just recently we learned that the Ted Smith enjoys both the motion of the ocean and both participants' ability to view and enjoy a sporting event.
Yeah.
We get the picture. See, kids, I think the late, great Charlie Pride said it best. No one knows what goes on behind closed doors, and we shouldn't know.
I cannot tell you how opposed to this list he is. he hated it as soon as I brought it in. It's like, I don't want to do this. I wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, come on. How bad could it be?
Let's find out there, Miles. Right. So these are times that celebrities gave us way too much information. Everybody know Raven Simone. I knew her from her earliest days on the Disney Channel with That's So Raven. She was on the Cosby Show.
She was on the Cosby Show.
Yeah. Girl,
Rudy, wasn't it? Was that her name?
She was Rudy.
Yeah.
Right. She says that she once soiled herself because she left the house too soon after a colon cleanse. She even ruined a pair of Louis Vuitton shoes. Quote, they went in the trash. You just can't get that kind of thing out.
Well, look, I think everyone's been there. Yeah. It's just, do you talk about it or not?
Right.
We do. So it's in our world, like, this is perfectly normal. It's bodily function. Granted, it's not the function you wanted to happen.
You remember that video, like 5 years ago, of like Fergie, she went out on stage and it was clear. She didn't talk about that.
No. Well, Jason Kelsey called somebody out. I think it was the guy from the Lions.
From the Lions.
This weekend because
he sat in Gatorade, Miles.
Well, Kelsey's like, look, basically he admitted that I've cracked myself playing football.
I know.
I know exactly what
that is. That's why he said, I hate white pants.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Come on, man.
So, you know, he's diming himself out saying, like, I've been there. That's not Gatorade.
Correct. I mean, look, at the end of the day, right, a pro athlete could still have an upset stomach.
Right.
Somebody, and then you ram into somebody and just, whoop, little got out.
Especially when you're concussed.
Right.
There are times where you lose bodily function.
Absolutely.
It's almost like having a mini seizure.
There was a video of an MMA fighter who got clocked a good one, and he was walking around, and there's just piles all over the mat.
Yeah.
Like, man, you kind of lose that.
Your brain cannot do its
right.
job.
Right. Jada Pinkett Smith. We all know her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. She tells us everything.
No. Her grandmother taught her about flying the plane solo, as it was, when she was 9 years old.
Jesus.
Ooh. Jada says Granny wanted her to know that, quote, pleasure was from me. So she didn't think it had to come from a man.
Also, that you were in control of your own body.
There you go. Okay. There you go. You hold the power.
You did not need someone else.
Your hand is on the nuclear.
Look, nine still seems a little young.
That sounds a little young. Yeah, that's the problem.
And I have not met anyone who needed someone to explain that to them. Everyone seems to discover it all. Right.
Oh, your friends will let you know when they find out. Whoever finds out first in the friend group.
Dude, have you tried this?
Oh, my God. Yeah. And you finally shower on a daily basis. All the things change in your life. You no longer stink as bad as you did.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Times that celebrities gave us too much information. Everybody heard of Meghan Trainor. She felt the need to tell us that her nethers are broken. Because of the size of her husband.
Oh, God.
Wow.
He's a rather tall man, you see. He's a big old fella. And they also have a bathroom with side-by-side toilets.
I remember hearing that one. Yeah.
That's a weird one.
That is a weird one.
I mean, look, a lot of people get excited. Ooh, it has two sinks, not two toilets.
Right. And there are times in your marriage, in your relationship, where you two have to hit the bathroom at the same time. I've never thought this is a time for us to gain our intimacy.
I do have, my toilet is near my bathtub and shower.
Same.
But there's a door between that and the sink.
Okay, yeah.
I'll go in there, but I don't want two toilets side by side. The whole idea is to close the door to get privacy so someone can still get ready.
Right.
I can turn the exhaust fan on.
I don't want to make eye contact or
real
this.
Bad, yeah.
God, we don't need to hold hands.
By the way, everyone who's listening to the show has let us know that Raven Simone was Olivia, not Rudy.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, she was the little one.
Because Rudy grew up and they brought in Olivia, I guess.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. I mean, everybody's like, dude, she was not Rudy.
Come on. All right.
I mean, I would have gone thinking that was Rudy for a while. Yep.
Leah Michelle. I am scared to say this one. You know where we're going with this one?
I don't, but I'm interested.
She's got a gay best friend, Jonathan Groff, who had never seen a woman, as it were.
Okay.
So she just decided, you know what? Here you go.
Oh,
even grabbed a desk lamp so he wouldn't miss a detail.
He asked her, I think, if I remember that story correctly. He's like, I want to see one. Sure. And she was like, oh, well, no problem. Here you go.
And
she just whipped it out and showed all the things.
I think she's pretty good looking, so I'm going to try it.
I was going to say, Leah Michelle, I'm gay.
Right, okay.
I've never seen this.
Would you do that if you had a lesbian friend who asked you at a party, drunk, whatever? I've never seen a penis before. Will you show me your penis?
Mine is not showman worthy.
What do you mean? It's a penis.
I'm aware of that.
A penis is a penis.
This is not the showroom edition.
She's never seen one.
I'm aware of that.
This is going to be the first one she's ever seen.
No, mine's not the litmus test. You're going to be... I suppose it sets the bar low enough for everything else that comes your way. But,
dude, honestly, I'm just trying to think of the lesbian friends I hang out with. I'd rather just show, Mike, just look at it. I feel weird showing it to a couple of my friends. I don't want to. And she would not ask. That would be awkward.
I would do that. I would do that for a friend in need.
Everyone's favorite Sarah Jessica Parker.
Show anybody.
I know. Well, I'm showing everybody in the office.
I'm just saying. I'm thinking about the lesbians I got with. I'm like, that'd be so awkward.
Everyone's favorite Sarah Jessica Parker. We all know her. These are celebrities that gave us too much information. She once said that she loves the smell of diapers.
Used?
Quote, I even like when they're wet and you smell them all warm like a baked good.
Ooh, wow. I did not like that
smell. Yeah, cookies.
That was like stinging the nose stuff. That was like, smelling salts.
You start insulting your kids. Oh, bad boy.
You know what it smells like? Yeah. It smells like pee.
Because it all smells like what it is.
It's
all that absorbent chemical thing that they put in those diapers has a very unique smell, even when the diaper is fresh and new.
Yes.
When it gets wet, it just amplifies that toxic chemical smell.
Terrence Howard. Will not date a woman who doesn't use baby wipes after going to the bathroom because, quote, she's not completely clean.
Oh, for God's sakes. Come on, man.
That's odd, dude. That is odd. That's a problem with you.
I mean, if she didn't wipe her ass, I'd be like,
yes. If we're going to go there, we'll take a shower first.
Yeah.
Right.
How's that? If you're into that.
Right.
Down, yeah, okay.
Right.
I'm talking front. I'm talking, yeah.
I feel like don't need to dive no deeper than that, Miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you. Now. I feel it. Like, come on now.
Baby wipes.
Yeah.
I mean, does he have to watch her use them to prove? You know what I mean?
No, they'd be in the wastebasket because he doesn't flush them.
That's why he's going there and check. There's no baby wipes
or is
in
it
the toilet.
Like, if she gets up, it's like, hey, are you doing number two? Use the baby wipes.
Use them, man. I got the one wipe Charlie's. They're peppermint scented. I'll know.
I'll know if you did it. Make my eyes sting.
Shailene Woodley, former fiance of our own Aaron Rodgers, likes to sun her region.
Because, quote, there's nothing better than vitamin D.
Is she the witch?
The witch.
One of them identifies as a witch.
You know what she might be? She was in the Divergent series, the Fault in Our Stars.
No. He dated like a real witch.
Right. Who was the one that was the witch?
Well, dude, have you ever... Mike, have you done the tanning bed lifestyle ever?
Once. Never went full bore.
You didn't go naked?
No.
I was naked. It feels so good.
Bro, I don't need radiation down there.
Yes, you do.
No.
Because it never gets it.
It doesn't look right enough.
Oh, it feels so good, man. You're in there like, this is amazing.
I was wet naked.
It amazed. Yeah. It inspired the name Sunny D.
Come on. Will Smith.
You got to be careful, though.
Especially if you're a pale-skinned dude like
us. 8 minutes. 8 minutes tops.
No.
Jesus, no.
What?
He's going to burn himself.
Dude, I'm going to fry, man. Yes.
Like, if Mike and I go into a tanning booth, because I did it for like a month. Like, I literally had to start on like somewhere between 3 and 5 minutes.
Okay. Yes.
Eight minutes, I would be cooked.
Will Smith said that at one point in his life, hard problem to have, he had sex with so many women that cresting the hill, as it were, made him gag and vomit.
So like, he didn't want to sleep with random chicks as he'd had sex with so many random chicks?
I guess. I don't know. Like, all right, dude.
Okay.
Good work. Well done for you.
These chicks aren't like Miller Lite.
Happy to say this one. Paying attention, all listening. Joe Jonas once shared that he once pooped his pants during a concert. According to him, nobody noticed. He says, I was with a few friends yesterday. We were just talking about there is this point in your life as an adult where you can remember the last time that you... filled it, as it were. He explained that the incident happened 4 years prior, and he was wearing white pants. Think it might have been a little toot, might have been something else, something a little extra. And he had a wardrobe change right there in the middle of the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You got to do that.
I crap my pants.
I got it right in the back. Quick honorable mention real quick.
Hey, I'm Joe Jonas, and I just crap my pants.
I'm still sexier than everybody out here.
Yeah, right.
Quick honorable mention that I wanted to put on this list. Has anybody ever heard the story that Patrick Stewart told on the Graham Norton show?
No.
He had a conversation with his wife where she had brought up, for whatever reason, that he was not circumcised.
Okay.
And he said, yes, I am. Like, I've had this my entire life. Of course I know if that's happened. He went into his doctor. He says his doctor took one look and went, not.
He didn't know that he was hooded?
He didn't know that he still had the sweatshirt on. No.
How do you not know?
I don't know.
It's your penis. I mean, surely you've seen others.
I mean, sometime between a locker room or
the
bathroom or porn, like, you never seen another.
Right.
I'll stop.
You still rocking the full bore?
I'll show you mine. See?
And then here is the last celebrity that's giving us way too much information. He's hot right now. It's Patrick Mahomes. Confirmed that he wears the same pair of underwear for every game that he plays.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that.
Only washes them, quote, once in a while. Says, quote, I mean, if we're on a hot streak, I can't wash them, you know? Just got to keep it rolling.
So they haven't been washed this year.
They're undefeated.
Yeah. As long as they're winning, he still wears them, which means you're absolutely right. Oh, he has not washed his underwear.
I mean, look, there's some sick traditions in sports locker rooms that people do not want to know about.
Look, any fan would do it for their team.
I wear the
same unwashed underwear every Sunday if I guaranteed a victory.
Yeah.
If it guarantees a victory, right. I would not wash them for 17 weeks.
Classic cars inside of a restoration shop in Sweden ended up destroyed, but you won't believe what did it, Miles.
What destroyed the cars?
Tell about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Art of a minute to drink it time.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.